My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
That's right.
Nope.
I'm going to go, yep.
Let's do it.
1080 The Fan, that's right. Isaac Ansuk, yep, that was right, too.
Yeah, baby!
So a couple texts on the sports documentary tip. Yo, Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Somebody said, this is exactly what Ken Burns talked about when he criticized the Jordan documentary.
Yeah.
Unimpartially telling the story they want to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. I think the question is now, so I think we all now know that that's what these are.
But I guess that's my problem calling them documentaries. It's like if you watch Bohemian Rhapsody, and I love Queen, right? And I watch that. But if you think you're watching a biography of Queen, you're not. I mean, there's just... everything about that thing is basically made up. And that's the problem is that when you watch something, at least like Bohemian Rhapsody or the Ray Charles one or whatever, and some of those are really good, it's done for pure entertainment. You're not trying to be accurate. But when you do one of these sports, quote, documentaries, it's supposed to be accurate. It's supposed to be like this impartial thing, and it's not. So we got to stop calling them documentaries.
Yeah, that's why I said they need a new name.
They need a
it's,
new
it's
name.
Just a You're different. Right. It's a different, just a different world. Like if this guy says, if you make a movie and it's boring and unsubstantial, it's your job to toss out the project. But see that, and that's where it's not going to happen.
No,
these people get paid a lot of money now to get one version of events and present it.
Yeah.
And if you're saying that they should not do that, I disagree. They should do that. One, because they're making money doing it. And two, because people are watching it. Now, if you and I are able to discern that it's not worth our time, that's for us to decide.
Yeah.
But it's just a different ball game now. And I do understand where he's coming from. You got to toss the project. But I just think in today's day and age...
When it's been greenlit for $20 million or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, I know that this isn't that
exactly.
not that figure, but
every time I flip over to HBO, I think it is, there's a Pete Rose one staring me in the face. They keep trying to make Pete Rose happen. And I look at that thing and it's always like three over on my list, and I just laugh and I'm like, nice try. That thing, having not seen that, I promise you. that thing is a hunk of S. And it's a lot of Pete Rose on there talking about how great Pete Rose is and how it's a great injustice that he's not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's all that thing will be. And it's a nice try, HBO. You're not getting me on that one.
Someone said, this is a random thought, but could these docs and future ones be duds because we have so much coverage of these events and these athletes?
It's possible.
I think that does help.
If you're not going to give me anything new and you're not going to give me any sort of real insight, at least for me, and I don't know how many people are like me, but like I said, I think I'm done. The Hope Solo one or, you know, these different ones. And like I said, I never finished Swamp Kings. I made it through maybe a 30 minutes of the Swamp King. I fell asleep in the Connor Stallions ones. And I know that people are still consuming these, but there's got to be some people out there like me that it's the Marvel Universe thing. I get it, man. Your movies make a lot of money, but you've had flop after flop after flop because you're making crap. And eventually people wise up to it. And at least for me, who love the sports stuff, I've wised up, and it's not what I signed up for. You've turned me off, and I can't be the only one.
Well, I think one of the big problems is that it's not the people talking about wanting to throw it out. I think if you were taking a real journalistic stab at this thing, you would say, I can only get one side of this. It's not worth telling. But the people who are going after the story in the first place, it's a business thing. They're getting funded by it because some data has told them that people are really interested in this and they will watch it.
Well,
so.
If Jason Quick gets assigned, and I was talking to him this weekend, hopefully he's got something coming out soon. He's doing a really interesting piece on an aspect of gambling, right? He was telling me about it. And so I know that when that thing pops up, I know that that is going to be a deep dive into something. And therefore it's like, okay, when I see that, when I see an investigative journalist go after something, you know, the Balco scandal or whatever, I mean, that stuff is good because you know it's going to show all aspects of it. And I feel like there's less of that and there's more of these turd burgers that are getting put out because that's what people are consuming as opposed to the written word. And it's easy, it's sanitized, and these are the ones that are getting greenlit to get made by Omaha Productions because Peyton Manning sits down with the guy and goes, hey, man, you're going to get to tell your side of the story and really not much else. And so this is how it's getting done. And I don't know. It just seems...
Well, you don't have to watch it.
It just seems wrong.
And so it's just like books or anything else. Not everybody is into every subject or they don't read every book for that very reason. They discern what they want to watch and what they don't. I get the frustration of it. To the last texter's point, could these docs and future ones be duds because we have so much coverage of these events? I think that is a big factor because we know a lot of the details of these stories, including the Connor Stallions one. There was nothing new in that. I would say that the stories that are better told in, I don't know, call them what you want, documentaries like this, are the ones like Manti Te'o that are very mysterious.
Yeah.
I mean, that we knew nothing about what the hell.
No.
What the hell was that?
That was interesting.
No one knew anything. And so when the documentary came out about who was behind it and then Manti was talking, whoa, that was really good. But in this instance, and going back to Connor Stallions, we just, everything that was in there, we had already known because the media, there's so much coverage of these athletes and these stories. And that's to his point. I think that does hurt.
Could be.
These documentaries, but that's not going to stop them from putting them out. By the way, somebody said there is a name for this. It's called hagiography. Hagiography?
I didn't know.
It is the writing of the lives of saints, a biography that idealizes its subject.
Huh.
And that's kind of what these are turning into.
That's exactly what these are. That's a good call.
What's the old adage, too? It's like, whoever wins the war gets to write the history book, right? I mean, there's an element of that it's... A lot of what we consume is one-sided, and unfortunately, I feel like with these, and maybe this is what bugs me, it's usually the side that's wrong or the side that is the biggest ass in the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're the ones that get to.
Yeah, because they can't handle being that ass.
Yeah.
And so they need a platform to try to tell their side as absurd as it is.
Yeah. And it comes across as insulting.
Well, Johnny Manziel had that too.
Yes.
And his was just. It was the same kind of thing. It's like, oh my God, this guy. He's kind of a boob.
It's like, look how great he was. He had this fall from grace. There was actually some serious stuff in there, but we'll kind of tap dance around that. And also, he's doing pretty good okay now, you know?
By the way, I have Johnny Manziel news.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's Johnny Manziel news, huh?
He's back.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
How old? He's got to be older than
Well, he's not playing.
Okay. I was like, what?
You think he's playing?
He's in college.
Oh, he's only 31. I thought he might be a little older than that.
We will get to what Johnny Manziel is doing. Get excited.
I don't want to.
Coming up next on The Fan. We are careening toward In the News. Coming up. I've got to tell you about Johnny Manziel. I got an email today about Johnny Manziel.
It's old Johnny Football. Is he selling weed?
That's a good guess.
I feel like anytime one of these dudes like goes away, Ric Flair, Mike Tyson,
yeah,
they always come back. They always come back with a cannabis company.
No, but close.
Okay.
Get excited for Johnny Manziel's Hail... oh, my God.
Whoa, wait.
Johnny Manziel's Hail Mary Pick of the Week. Yep. Yeah. Johnny Manziel has picks.
Okay. So he's a gambler now?
He is joining the Action Network's Big Bets on Campus franchise. Mm.
Look, I'm not questioning the Action Network, but is it wise to have a drug addict gambler making gambling picks?
Again, it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
They're going to draw from his experience playing the game. But I know that like Brett McMurphy and Colin Wilson are on both on that podcast, and they're both pretty good.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, he's going to be on there with them.
Is it weird that you have a known alcoholic, drug addict, degenerate that's making gambling picks?
Seems healthy to me.
Just asking. Look, I'm just, you know, I'm doing the
Hail
Joe
Mary
Rogan
pick of the week.
Hey, I'm just asking questions. Do you have to be on an eight ball when you're making those picks?
Well, everybody's got a pick of the week. I mean, you're nobody without a pick of the week.
No.
You know, nowadays. Yeah, it's like everyone has a podcast.
But you got to be hot and walk. That's the new one.
Yeah, I saw that. Buck keeps forwarding that to me, and I'm offended.
Yeah, it's just...
So there's this hot chick.
Oh, we did a whole thing on the Walking Bet Wars on Friday. Yeah.
And the girl... and she's got huge boobs, and she basically walks, and so her boobies are bouncing up and down for you guys to oogle at while she gives sports picks.
And she has run afoul because there's another hot with slightly less bouncy up tops, but skin tight clothing that also walks
and did it before, so therefore she stole the idea.
And now she's angry that someone with bigger up tops is doing the exact same thing.
Whose picks would you rather have? Johnny Manziel's hit? God,
you can't say that, can you?
Johnny Manziel's Hail Mary pick of the week.
Yeah,
or the up top picks.
Is it weird that
which do you want?
I think I'd take the up tops.
Why is that weird? Is she like a professional or
no?
She got into that little online tiff, she said she's just a small town girl from Sandwich, Illinois, trying to make it in sports.
And I would say, no offense, but I guess I will take the guy that won a Heisman Trophy. Look, I wouldn't trust either one, but I mean,
I think it's sad that
he did win a Heisman Trophy.
True, and maybe he's good at it. Look, anybody can disseminate picks.
Absolutely,
anybody. And the sad thing is that there's really no regulation of who can or can. I mean,
no.
Will Ortner does it.
Yes.
And the reality is if you disseminate picks, presenting yourself as like you know what you're talking about or you really are confident in what you're thinking, people will bet that stuff. And that's pretty dangerous because I've always said this about gambling, and I love to sports gamble. I think it's fun. But in my trials and tribulations of gambling over the years, the one thing I've learned, one of the many things I've learned, is never listen to anyone else. Just you're way better off just doing your own homework and betting on what you think. Yeah. Because, you know, this girl can go 8-2, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about that. Well, what does she do over the span of time? Anybody can go 8-2. My dog can go 8-2 if she randomly picks 10 games.
Yeah.
You have to, over time, if you show that you can win games at with the professionals even, it's like 55%, that's considered good. So it's really, a lot of the information, it really bothers me in the sports world now that we're just blanketed with really misleading gambling information. And I don't want to sound like the old man yelling at the clouds, even though I do. But it's... Dude, it's dangerous because people are so dumb that they will follow these people's picks when they really have no business doing so. Yeah.
And by the way, someone does correctly point this out, because Big Will Betts got very uncomfortable when we were talking about this, because the original hot that walks and makes the picks, she hosts a show with Sprague. And then Will sometimes will fill in for Sprague. So that he got very uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, is there a difference between hosting a show and talking about sports and like actually saying, here's my picks, follow me? You know, I mean, I think those are two different things.
No, it was just kind of one of those things that I was just kind of laughing at the idea that, you know, someone's upset because another... And yeah. Again, this goes back to my honesty thing. You know me, all I ask for is some honesty in your outrage or your love.
Or how about your picks?
Or your picks. And what drives me crazy is that when I'm not gonna talk about the one that hosts with Sprague, but the other gal. It just drives me crazy when people act like anyone follows her for any other reason than she's hot. It's like, whoa, she's so talented walking and making picks. No, she's just hot. And dudes will follow hot people doing just about anything. So that's all I ask for is some honesty. And someone texted and goes, yeah, I don't have a gambling account, but I follow her. Exactly. At least you're being honest about it.
Well, yeah, I don't care about the picks.
Exactly. Just be honest.
Just want to watch your boobs flip.
Yeah, you know, so just, yeah. You know, that's all I
ask okay.
for. That's okay. Just be a little honest about why it is that you do what you
yes,
do.
Yes, I agree with that. But I have more of a problem with her selling crappy-ass pick. Well, maybe she's not selling them.
Yeah,
so it's on us to not bet them. But it's like people will... I don't know. It's dangerous, man. People will bet that stuff.
Yeah. But there are really good pundits out there. Like Colin Wilson is a dialed-in guy.
Yes, but like okay, this is a great example. Have you ever really followed Colin Wilson?
No.
Okay, because their bets... See, the thing with the Action Network, which is good, is they put all of their bets, and I mean everything, and you can see it. It is
on the app. It's all logged.
It is completely transparent. Those guys do not have a great record, including Colin Wilson. Colin Wilson bets a lot of stuff. Yeah. I see his stuff. He bets a ton of it, and there are months, where he is awful.
Yeah.
So if you're betting him, be aware that yes, it's going to ebb and flow. Now he does know what he's doing. He has a good system. Yep. I'm sure he wins over time. But over time is very different than taking a snapshot of some girl who says, "Here's my 10 picks for the week. You should bet these."
Because as you stated many times when we had Brandon Lang on, and that's even, you know, people question him obviously, but he always said that if I think it was like 54%. I think it's a Jerry DePoto thing that if you can hit 54% of your picks and you know when to go in with bigger picks, and that's the other one. Being a professional is knowing when to the unit picks, right? It's knowing when to go big on something and when
there's extra value.
And when
on
there's
something.
Extra value.
Oh, I just pulled up Colin's profile, and so NCAA football, which he's bet a ton, it is his bread and butter. He's got a 4.6% return on investment. So
what
is it? 4.6% return on investment. So it doesn't necessarily mean he's hitting 54%, but like if you got futures bets that cash,
But you have to bet every one of his picks to get that.
Correct.
So any given time, he could be down 20%, he could be up 30%, and you think he's a genius. Just be careful. He doesn't hit like that the time.
As you're stating, please, can we all just, it's fun. We all love doing it, but that's what it is. It's entertainment. It's entertainment. And if anyone tells you that they're going to make you rich.
They are so wrong.
My buddy belongs to a country club, and we go down there, and you want to talk about, like, sit around a country club table during football season. Oh, my God. It's just, they don't know what to do with their money. It's just Thunderdome. They're just, the amount of just, idiotic bets and wagers for obscene amounts of money that are flying around. I just shake my head, but it's like that. It's just that sort of mentality of someone says something and it's like, we even do it here. Like I get talked into bets all the time. Buck will have a stat and I'm like, yep, here we go.
Sounds good.
I bet $20 the other day on Max Homa to win the BMW. Cause we were talking about, it. I was like, hey, there's great value there. But again, it's a throwaway. It's fun. It's
we talked to Bartu on Monday. We're going to be betting Vandy and Stanford this
weekend. Yeah, Vandy, Stanford. Yeah, we're going Vandy. Let's sign up. Let's go.
Like this guy said, 4.6 ROI. Put your money in a savings account.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's you can get better returns on your 401k.
But it's not fun.
That's
it's not
right.
fun.
That's
so
exactly
it's like,
right. But I just think that it's how you present material. It's one thing to be a pundit and present something like, hey, I think there's value on this, or here are some numbers to consider when looking at this game.
Yeah.
And then you go do your own research and you either validate those numbers and really like that bet or not.
Yeah.
It's another to say, here is who I am betting and you should bet this too.
Yeah.
be really careful with that.
Yes.
Because anybody can do that,
yeah.
and there's no regulation of it, no. and you should not follow no. just anybody.
And it can be tough.
And if you're going to follow the true pros, you need to follow every Everything. Single thing that they bet. You yeah. can't pick and choose. Yeah. Otherwise, you're better off just betting your own picks.
Yeah. And at least then, if you win or lose, it's
yes,
on you.
Then it's on you. Then you can sleep better at night. It's like, well, maybe I need a better system. Maybe I'm that crappy. But what happens is people lose,
yeah.
and then they go to Colin Wilson or whomever.
Or walkie up top gal.
Yes. And that's dangerous
yes.
because you have to really stick with them.
Yeah. Otherwise, you are literally just jumping in and being like, oh, this is the one.
Let's
that
hope
like.
They go. Let's hope they win.
I want to go 12-0 for you.
Yeah. It's just like. Yeah, that guy. That ought to be illegal. What is that guy's name? And he advertises on our station.
I don't know.
We'll take his money.
I just...
We have no soul. But my God, that should be illegal.
It's
I'm going to go 5-0 or your money back. You are not. You never do.
You don't know that. You don't know that he's not
He probably
going,
doesn't even have picks.
That's it. I'm going 5-0 this weekend. Watch me. 5-0, baby. Dave Bardu convinced me to bet the Jetta and the Bug on Vandy. You in?
Vanderbilt. Who Vanderbilt. They playing?
Vandy. Who was Vandy playing? Vandy was playing...
What?
I got to look it up.
They were a 13-point dog. Was it like South Carolina or something like that?
Yeah, I got to look it up. Yeah,
at least... I will say this
totally
about...
He totally had me on board.
Say this about Bar, too. At least he has his own...
System.
Formula.
Yeah.
And he bets...
Yeah, Virginia Tech.
He bets his own formula yep. based on the numbers that it spits That's out right. for him.
Yeah, you know what? You know what numbers are going to spit out for me? Big wins with Vandy, 13.5. Let's go.
Plus 390 on the money line if you like it. A sprinkle a little
believe
bit.
Believe me, I'm thinking about it.
Wait, who are they playing, did you say? I'm sorry.
Virginia Tech.
Where's the game?
It's again Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is their stadium still all jacked up? It was theirs.
First
had all
Bank
the construction,
Stadium,
right?
Nashville, Tennessee. He says that this is his. He literally said, "Hey, we're going back to betting the Jetta and the Bug, and that's all I need." When Dave Bartu tells me Jetta and the Bug, I'm going Jetta and the Bug. Screw you, you hater, Rop. Get
all
on
right.
board.
We have a strike. Next, here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo,
the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi.
Of course, now we're getting this Vancouver Ford text line. Virginia Tech is loaded this year. You guys are so getting torched.
Hey, I'm not betting it.
I am. I don't doubt. When Dave gives me a Jetta and the Bug, that's all I need.
Look, let's put it this way. And you know this because you're a football guy.
Yeah.
Some of the smartest football guys cannot pick games to save their lives.
Nope.
So what does that tell you?
it's really quite difficult.
It's very difficult.
Especially like early in the year. Like I really enjoy gambling. But early in the year, dude, my bets are so small.
We know nothing.
You know nothing. So just that's my piece of advice.
I know what I think, bitch.
Just give it a couple weeks and let it feel it out.
What?
Although like with my biggest bet of the year last year, one, it was the Blazers. But my biggest single game bet was Oregon and Colorado. I loaded up the Jetta and the Bug on that one. And that was, what, week four, I think it was?
Yeah.
And I was like, you couldn't make that spread high enough for me. I was like, Oregon is going to stomp that mud hole till it is dry. Why anyone thought Colorado had a chance in that game. So every now and then something like that comes along. And I feel like I got a good take on that. But other than that, you should bet those things.
Like exactly. If that's how you feel and you feel strongly about it, bet it. That's the fun part of sports betting. Just don't bet what you, I mean, only bet what you can afford to lose, you
know. Exactly.
But where I think this, I'm convinced that sports gamblers specifically, all the big ones that you hear about that get all the pub, they just have more money than you and I, right? Because if they hit 54% of games, you and I bet, let's say they bet 1,000 games over time, and you and I bet the same games, we tail them 100% of the time, and we're betting $10 a game. The only difference is we're all hitting at 54%. They're just betting more. They're disciplined with their bankroll, and they're betting more. Their unit is maybe 1,000 or 5,000 or whatever it is, and that's how you make up. I mean, that's how you win big money.
And again, for reference, Colin Wilson has 3,000 bets logged on here
for
that 4.6 ROI. Yeah,
exactly,
it took him 3,000 bets to do that.
So at 54, well, you said 4.6% ROI.
Yeah.
I mean,
his record's like 1,600 and 1,440 or
to
something.
To have a significant amount of money being made there, how much does he have to bet per bet?
Yeah.
You know, he's probably, I don't know what he's
betting. You need a considerable bankroll.
Yes, those guys are betting at least $1,000. I think many of the time when you're talking to those or you're listening to those sports gambling guys, $1,000 is one unit.
Sure.
Many of the time. Much of the time.
This is the old, what is it, Ocean's 11. There's a really good speech there where George Clooney's talking to Brad Pitt about the casinos. And he gives him this big speech and he says, the house always wins unless on that one bet, you know that you bet big. And then you can take the house. Because like you said, it's just, if you play long enough, for most of us, we're not going to hit it 54%. There's a reason why casinos get built.
Yes.
And it's not because a bunch of people are winning.
But that's also terrible sports gambling advice because the second you are not disciplined with your bankroll and you load up on a game, some guy gets it's too random for one game or five games or 10 games. Some guy gets hurt, something happens, and all of a sudden you're all your money's gone.
Yep.
So that's a dumb way to sports bet. Again, just put your money in a savings account, okay? That's what we've learned here.
Zip it.
It is
Zip it, Killjoy.
August 28, 2024. It's time for you in the news. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much.
What?
Today is National Bowtie Day. I could see you as bowtie guy.
I experimented with the bow tie probably in my 20s, and it didn't work. It did not.
You're not bow tie guy.
No, I thought about it. It's one of those that I've tried. It's like buying a leather jacket, or maybe if you decide to be like, I don't know, like fedora guy. Like, you play around with it, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The bow tie didn't work.
It is also Red Wine Day.
I think that does work.
Definitely.
And more importantly, it's a very important day. Because 22 years ago, to this day, my one and only son was born. Happy birthday, Tiny Wyatt.
He's 22 today?
Little Eisenman turns 22.
Happy birthday, Tiny Wyatt.
Yes.
I got a little S head.
I got him some beef jerky and a case of Miller High Life. He's a simple boy.
Nothing says I love you like that.
Well, we sent him to Vietnam and Korea.
That's pretty nice.
A couple weeks ago, so.
Sent him to war?
Yeah.
Two for the price of one?
Two for the price of one. Child soldier style. Like, you go over there.
4,500 Portland Fred Meyer workers have gone on strike. Ooh. Started this morning at 6 a.m. will last through Tuesday.
I was just at Fred Meyer's today, but that was the Vancouver Fred Meyer.
Yeah, these are Portland area Freddies. Mm-hmm. They will be back Tuesday unless a deal is reached prior to that.
What are they asking for?
Well, they, you know.
Free beef jerky?
They're asking for all kinds of cool stuff, like money and stuff.
Well, there's a big, I saw that there's a big hubbub over the big merger with Kroger and, yes. and that. Does this have anything to do with that? This is separate?
The union is accusing Fred Meyer management of wage discrepancies among stores and departments and unfair labor practices, including withholding essential information during negotiations and not processing...
You sons of bitches.
And not processing grievances.
I'm still going to go to Fred Meyer's because it's the closest one to my house. Well, that's not true. New Seasons is closer, but you have to take out a loan if you want to go buy groceries at New Seasons.
The strike is happening at... No, dude, just load up on Vanderbilt, man.
Yeah, that's... Oh, don't worry. I'm going to be shopping at Whole Foods pretty soon after my Vandy pick comes in.
The strike is happening at 28 Portland area stores, including Scappoose, Gresham.
So are those stores closed?
This accompanies grocery and meat department workers, cashiers, stockers. No, but they do have some signs that say they are hiring temporary workers if you need a job.
Scab.
So the homeless guy is going to be scanning you out.
You can't scab, can you?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Working the...
What if they realize that the temp workers are great and cheaper and they're like, ah, we'll just go with these guys.
That would... But then those people would just join the union after that and then you'd have the problem all over again.
The union.
Yeah.
Freaking unions.
Screw them for wanting, livable wages and good working conditions.
This is the president of Fred Meyer. His name is Todd Kammeyer. Mm-hmm. And he said his stores will remain open. He says, Fred Meyer and Kroger respects our associates' right to collectively bargain. The company believes associates should have a voice in choosing what is right for them and their families because the bargaining process ultimately impacts their paychecks. From the beginning, it has always been our goal to put more money in our associates' pockets.
All right. I like it.
I think he's full of it. But
probably,
okay.
But, you know, hey, you got to say what you got to say, man.
Yeah, I can't say that I knew Fred Meyer workers were unionized. Did you know that?
I can't say that I did either. But it makes sense. I mean, it's a big company. Most of those, I think most places like that are unionized. Are they not?
Well, I mean, we're used to nurses unions here.
Sure.
But
across the country, not so much.
Well, no, my son is a nurse at OHSU, and his buddy from college was nursing from his nursing school in college, moved to Chicago to be a nurse. And he has since moved out here because as the cost of living in Chicago and Portland is relatively the same, he is making almost double the money here doing the same job.
Because of the union.
And he gets better hours because of the union.
Yeah.
They just railroad him. If there's no union, you just don't have much of a say.
Yes.
So, not all. I mean, we're used to the nurses' unions here, but they're not everywhere.
Well, welcome to Portland. You know, come on board. That is interesting. So we're about the same as Chicago? I mean, we're...
Well, he said cost of living. Yeah, rent. Cost of living. Rent and stuff. I mean, you know, these are young, just fresh out of college kids. So, they're just looking at apartments and renting.
I just remember paying for my daughter went to school in Chicago, and I remember writing a check for her apartment every month and just... out here, I guess, isn't particularly cheap.
Yeah, he says about the same.
About the same.
Hey, things are getting wild in Lake Oswego, Jace.
All right. Turned up. Why, was there a windowless van driving around?
That was Westland.
Same difference.
You keep accusing Lake Oswego.
The good people of Lake O.
The fine people of Lake O treated that van so much differently.
The more tolerant people of Lake Oswego.
Well, that story was that there was a little girl... in West Lynn who didn't like how a guy in a van was looking at her or something.
Turns out he was just trying to deliver a package.
He was delivering a package.
Was looking for an address.
But I tell you what, West Lynn was up in arms looking for this van.
Dude, they put out like an APB on the thing. It was a news story. And then the guy came out like the next day and was
it
like...
It wasn't like Amazon or something? Yes. They just didn't have it like a, you know, wasn't branded?
Can I ask a question though? Yeah. Why is it that sometimes you get the Amazon driver who is
Some of it's subcontracted.
Who's in the beat up van.
It's just subcontracted out.
Well, that's stupid. They should at least have a decal to put on there to let
one of
somebody
lift logos or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Let us know what the hell it is so we don't think it's a creep. We can't have this in West Lynn.
I just love there's one van in West Lynn and they're like, nope, not here.
Well, in
so you're
Lake
telling me if I walked out my front door and I saw a white van, my instant thought would be that guy's clearly a child predator. Come on, West Lynn, be better.
The little girl didn't like it, and they came to her defense, as most communities would. And in Lake O, they probably would have shot the van. They probably would have shot, I mean, they killed the guy.
Yeah, vigilante style. Turns out, I just love that the guy came forward and was like, no, for God's sakes, it's me. I'm just delivering packages. He's like, I deliver packages there all the time.
A bat that flew into the window of a home in Lake Oswego tested positive for rabies.
Oh,
whoa.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
How about that? The bat was tested by the Oregon Veterinary Diagnostic Lab. It was found on the property. However, officials said the infected animal did not have any contact with humans or pets. While this bat did not bite any people or pets, we do want to remind people that rabies is a serious illness, and it's important to take precautions to protect yourself and your family. Yeah, anybody who...
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Anybody who saw Cujo growing up knows how serious rabies are.
Can I ask to...
Or rabies is? Rabies are. Rabies.
Rabies pronouns are is, and you're effed. Am I, like...
Yes.
And I don't know if this is an old wives' tale, but like you always heard like back in the day that if you got rabies, like you had to get like 21 shots in the stomach, and like it was like this awful thing. Is that still a thing? Or
I never heard that one. That must have been one of those like school things that gets passed.
You never heard
around.
That one? Uh-uh. Like yeah, there was a bunch of injections that you had to get like in
it's
your
like
abdomen.
If you swallow your gum, it stays in there for 7 years.
Because I do know like you if you don't treat your rabies, like if you get bit by something you're not certain, you should go get a like you need to go get treated like immediately. You
I just haven't heard the 21 shots thing.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, this just says if someone is scratched or bitten by a bat, they are encouraged to call the doctor and wash the affected area with soap and running water for at least 5 minutes. Pet owners are required to get their dogs a rabies vaccine.
Yeah.
Cats are not required to get vaccinated, but Clackamas County officials strongly recommend it.
What do they say about raccoons?
Don't they carry...
Well, that's the problem. Is
I think they carry rabies.
I've got raccoons that live in my tree.
That you want to be friends with.
That I want to be friends with, and I'm actively hoping that one day... I can't say I'm hoping. I'm kind of hoping. That one day, like, I come across an abandoned raccoon, and then I take it in, and I keep it as my own. But I can't take it to the vet, because it's illegal to own one. But I also hear that raccoons carry rabies, and I don't want rabies. So can I vaccinate my own? Like, how...
Give it a shot. You need to find a black market vet.
I know.
I'm sure they're out there.
Because I see the...
Black, please. Thank
I
you.
See those raccoons in my tree all the time. You tell me I can't swipe a baby raccoon? And then teach it to get along with my dog and just live out my dreams. Someone would rat me out. That'd be like that. Have you watched that chimp show on HBO yet? The new Tiger King?
No. Is that good? I saw it on the...
If you think that the Tiger King guy was badass crazy, and he was, he has nothing on this chimp lady. It's called Chimp Fever.
Yeah, I saw it on there. I really need to watch it, though.
No.
Is it good, or is it just good because she's crazy?
She's crazy, and the story is kind of bananas.
Does she get her arms ripped off?
Pun intended?
No, but they do talk in there about the famous one where Travis the Tramp down in Texas...
Yeah, took the lady's face.
Took the lady's face, yeah. And fingers, and it's... Yeah, they do talk about that a bunch. Mm.
Guys, trouble at Sherry's. Cakes and pies.
The Sherry's by my house is gone.
Well, maybe this is why.
A Shake Shack.
That's coming up next on In the News. This is The Fan.
This is
All right, this is In the News for August 28, 2024. I have a story about Sherry's to wrap things up here today.
Yeah. There was a Sherry's by my house, and it was there forever. I used to go there growing up.
Well, they're an institution.
Yes, the Shirley's Pies.
Yeah.
But it got torn down like a year ago, and I just found out that it is now, it's being rebuilt, and it's going to be a Shake Shack.
So you have late night meals there,
yeah.
Award-winning pies.
If you go to a Sherry's at 2 in the afternoon, there'll be 3 people there. Go to a Sherry's at 2 in the morning, it's packed. It's like our Waffle House.
Court filings and public records indicate the Beaverton-based chain Sherry's is now facing tough times, including unpaid bills, back taxes, and eviction notices. At least 7 Sherry's restaurants in Washington and Idaho have closed unexpectedly in the past 5 months. And I imagine that would include the one that you were talking about.
That's not good.
President of Charlton Marketing, Sarah Thomas, said Sherry's Management Corporation owes the small Portland ad agency more than $100,000 for its work on a marketing campaign last year.
Not good.
And that's no good because she's small. She had to lay off some staff because of that. Other vendors, including a construction company and a plumbing company, also have unpaid bills. Mm. 2 property owners have filed eviction notices. One in Bend sued him for failing to pay rent.
So Sherry's is in some trouble. Can Sherry's go away?
Yes.
It's an institution.
First opened in 1978. Do you know where? You know where the first one was?
I don't.
Hermiston.
Where?
Hermiston.
Really? So that is the definition of a small small town success story.
Yeah, it is. 60 locations across Oregon, Washington, California, Idaho, and Wyoming.
Can I be honest about something about Sherry's, too?
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
No, I'm being dead serious. Sherry's was something like I've been to Sherry's my whole life, right? Like, and it's like you said, it's an institution. The problem is, back in the day, that like Sherry's was the place to go. There's a lot of options now when it comes to diner food, and as much as I love Sherry's, there's nothing that separates it.
Well, it used to be the pie, right?
Yeah, it used to be the pie. But now,
was it really that good, the pie?
Well, it's
or was it just pie?
That's what they were.
That was convenient.
But now, like I said, they're within that Sherry's that shut down by my house. There is within probably 5 miles, so a 10-minute drive, there is probably 9 other diners and 3 separate bakeries. It's just saturated. And to be fair to them, as much as I love Sherry's, I can't tell you the last time I went to a Sherry's. My son used to go there when he was like in high school. Him and his buddies would go there at like 2 in the morning. And that's where they'd go. And you'd sit and get some coffee and some fries and whatnot. But other than that, I just, you know, like I said, it just came to where there were other choices. But back in the day, man, Sherry's was the balls. I feel bad that they're
rest in peace,
times.
Sherry's. Rest in peace.
Well, Celtics are the balls.
It doesn't look like they're doing very well.
All right, that's in news. Aug 28, 2024. Up next, Colorado is accusing Oregon of illegal activity.
You sons of guns.
The Hot 5 at 5 when we return on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.